no. It's,
yeah,
that's a long day. If the proposal is that we put that to the executive as a completed task and finished group report. Are there any objections? Okay, that's fine. The other bit we were talking about was the home to school transport. When we were asked to look at the budget, the two items that were at the top of the list, we identified as external placements and home to school transport. We delayed the creation of the home to school transport task group because the service were paying for an external body to look at it. I believe that there, that external body has been moving forward. And one of the suggestions that we made at our pre-meeting was that the task group be asked to participate in part of that towards the end of the report so that we don't duplicate things. So the task and finish group, we look at the external bodies report and I believe that's been.
Yes.
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 That's been put in place.
It has. Yes. Members of the task and finish group will be hearing from a gentleman called Rich Hall, who is undertaking the transport review. And he's indicated that he will be happy to meet with members of the task and finish group to give them an update.
So hopefully, in an effort to prevent duplication, so that we can go through it, so that we can take some of their learning and bring that into the task group and potentially see where we go from that. So that's an update on that one. Are there any points or questions in relation to that? Okay, so item 10 of our agenda is information items that were circulated in between meetings. It's for information. Again, they're there, the idea being that if you have time to look at them, read them or understand them, you can ask questions and then we can get the appropriate person to respond. Are there everyone happy with those? Okay, item 11 of our agenda is any other business. I'm not aware of any. One thing before we go, members, and a lot of you will still be members of the new committee, which comes into fruition on the 1st of April. It's just to let you know that the current meeting plan has been published. Our first meeting is the 4th of May. Now, some of you may recognise the fact that around the country there are elections on that day.
Yes.
I'm not saying that we need to change it because there aren't any elections locally. However, just drawing your attention to the fact that Thursday, the 4th of May, is the current date for the first meeting of the new committee. Andy.
Just a quick question. I noticed they're all starting at 10 o'clock again. Is that where it's going to be?
Yes.
Or can we move on back to 1 o'clock? As we did this year.
The honest answer would be we can have that conversation at the time. However, the problem with afternoon meetings is that we end up like this trying to rush things through to get people out the door and stuff. So and my preferred time is 10 o'clock. However, if we can have that conversation at the first meeting to see whether it goes. But again, the other bit that I wanted to talk about is the fact that there are the reduced number of meetings programmed and we've already identified that there's a lot of things that we want to go over, so I think that'd be a conversation for the first meeting and then we'll see where we go from there. Any other points or comments, members? Thank you for your time. Have a good week. Thank you.
Thanks, Chair.